Going into last night, Republicans held a four-seat edge in the assembly, but by early this morning it appeared that margin had been decimated, with Democrats now up as much as 6 seats on the assembly GOP. Here's how it happened. Republicans opened the door for Democrats to pick up some wins this year when a few of their vulnerable members decided not to run for re-election. That left a few competitive open seats. Democrats picked up 2 out of 3 of them, with Penny Barnard-Shaber winning Steve Wickard's Appleton district and Mark Radcliffe winning the Eau Claire area district that was vacated when Terry Musser retired. Democrats got the rest of the way to the top by knocking off incumbent Republicans. Fred Clark beat Republican Doc Hines of Oxford by a huge margin, nearly 16 percentage points. Kristen Dexter barely edged out Terry Moulton near Eau Claire. And in perhaps the biggest surprise of the night, Ted Zygmunt knocked off outspoken conservative Republican Frank Lissay of Bellevue. The remaining blow for Assembly Republicans was a Chippewa Falls seat that was theirs until Jeff Wood left the party earlier this year to run as an independent. Republicans fielded a challenger, but Wood held on in a squeaker last night. That makes him the first third-party candidate to win an Assembly seat in Wisconsin since the 1940s. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.